And I'd like you to just take a minute and...
A group of people is sitting in front of a painting called The Merrymakers. It's an 1870s work from the French artist Carlos Duran. In the painting are two well-dressed women sitting at a table, clearly enjoying themselves. One of the women is holding a chubby-cheeked baby who's grasping at something across the table, where there's a brightly colored bird and another woman holding something that seems to capture the baby's attention.
This woman has something in her hand that we're going to call a sculpture. And anything happening between the sculpture and the bird and the baby? The baby is watching maybe it all happen. Okay, and how does the baby look? Happy? Cheerful?
That's DIA docent Andrea Simons you hear there. Four of the people she's talking to are elderly. Three are in wheelchairs. All of them are struggling with memory loss, and each is accompanied by a caretaker. They're all participating in a relatively new program called Meet Me at the DIA. It's geared especially toward people like them. The questions Simons asks are very specific and very straightforward. First, what's going on in this picture? Second, and a little more probing, what do you see that makes you say that? And finally, what more can we find? Simons and some other DIA docents, including Diane Kowaleski, trained for Meet Me at the DIA at New York's Museum of Modern Art. The New York program has run successfully for years. Kowaleski says the idea is to make clear there are no right or wrong answers. It's about interpretation, not judgment.
We're hoping to generate memories from them, long-term memories or short-term memories about things, and hoping that by their looking at the art, they'll become more verbal. They'll become more aware of things. They'll interact with each other.
Slowly, Simon's questions start to spark responses from the initially hesitant group. And it's not just the memory impaired who are getting into it. In fact, it becomes obvious that Simon's questions, which may seem childish in their simplicity, can get even those of us with able minds to look at art in a close new way and see things we might otherwise miss. And Simon says that's exactly the point for the caretakers. They might not only find a new way to appreciate art, they can do it alongside the person they're caring for. And that can alter the dynamics of what is too often an emotionally taxing relationship.
It's a real interaction. They're not caretaking here.
No.
They're participating at the same as equals. And they probably haven't had that experience in a long time. Mm-hmm.
Those interactions start to flourish as Simon slowly leads the group to different pieces of art throughout the room, always prodding them with the same questions. There's only one patient in the group not in a wheelchair. Physically, she looks pretty great. She's bright-eyed and sprightly, even stylish. But as she circles the room with her daughter, it becomes obvious she's seeing some things that aren't there, including a camel in the folds of a sculpture and a rabbit in the antlers of a dead elk in another painting. Her daughter seems a little frustrated with her mother's insistence on these interpretations, but Simons tries to draw her out.
I don't quite see what you're seeing.
It looked like the head was up.
Well, why don't you come and show us? Of course you can. Come on, we're all friends. Sure.
This seems to be the norm among the patients here today, a mixture of hesitant confusion with flashes of insight and clarity. It's the case for Louis Nebrodowski. He's a big man with a friendly smile and kind eyes. Like most of the others here, Nebrodowski is a lifelong art lover. In fact, he used to be an artist himself. He specialized in cutout paper silhouettes, something he used to do at art fairs all over Michigan and the Midwest. Talking about it, he weaves in and out of the past and present.
And at the art show, they saw the silhouettes that I did. I like to do it and do it to the children if I can. They're kind of skeptical about me, what I do.
Nebrodowski's daughter, Diane Featherston, gently guides him back to the present day.
He has a history where he's done oil paintings, he's done pastels in his time, and then primarily, like you said, the silhouettes.
Charcoal.
And this was all mostly self-taught because he worked for 30 years at Ford Motor Company, but in his spare time, besides raising us kids, that would be his favorite thing to do, huh, Dad?
Donna Cunningham also has a long, deep attachment to art. Cunningham was quiet during most of the program, but when you ask her directly about art, words start pouring out, even if her thoughts do get a little jumbled. Cunningham says she's always loved working with color and the expressive, in her words, fluidity of paint.
It's like you have ideas and you try to put them down on paper and it doesn't work. It's like you're somebody else.
In fact, Cunningham used to be an art therapist. Her longtime in-home caretaker, Vanessa Vasilev, says Cunningham's home is covered with artwork, and she still does a lot of creative projects, something Vasilev says makes a real difference. She says Cunningham actually suffers from a closed head injury, but her symptoms are similar to dementia.
I know she doesn't know my name, but she knows every word to every song from like 1954, and she remembers all the steps to all the dances. Like, don't tell me how. She sees me 40 hours a week, but she knows the songs from the 50s.
That iffy, sporadic nature of the memory impaired is something that's well understood here, both by the caretakers who see it every day and by the program's leaders. Again, docent Diane Kowaleski.
Well, I think for many of us, I mean, I think memory impairment has touched many of our lives, so many of the docents involved in this program are doing it out of a love for doing it.
Kowaleski says the DIA, with backing from the Michigan Alzheimer's Association, had wanted to start a program like this for a long time. Now that they've secured sponsorship, they hope Meet Me at the DIA will continue and grow every month well into the future. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.